Are we live, Mandy?
Oh. All right, going live on this end.
Okay.
You are no longer muted.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is 5 o'clock on Monday, the 23rd of March, year 2020. And this is the extension of the Town of Curry Beach Council emergency meeting.
This meeting is being recorded and or transcribed.
An extension of the emergency meeting. Therefore, do I need a motion to start the meeting, Mandy?
Yes, go into session.
Okay, thank you. So I need a motion to begin.
I'll make a motion that we go into the session for this emergency meeting.
I'll second.
Motion and second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Today there was some additional feedback from the governor of our state. Some other institutions were closed. The extension on school closings went to the 15th of May. The hair salons have been closed, spas have been closed, gyms have been closed, and a variety of other institutions where people gather in large numbers. The order will be out later this afternoon and it will be more explicit. This weekend, we had our first weekend since the closing of the beaches. We do have a few of the staff here, some of the department heads, and I guess I would like to hear how the weekend went for them. Chief Kennedy, can I ask you, did you run into anything this weekend?
You want me to stand there?
Sure, please.
We'll need you talking to Mike.
So our guards patrolled Saturday, Sunday, and then today as well. Saturday they ran into about a dozen people. No one gave them any grief. Yesterday, Sunday, I think it was 6 people total. And the police also assisted with taking a few people off the beach or letting them know that they couldn't. And then today they encountered 9. One, which was a resident, and gave them a little bit of grief, but they simply carried on and she was off the beach when they came back through. So they had a couple surfers. They waved them out and there wasn't an issue there. But pretty much there was a large amount of people supposedly in Caroline Beach just off the Curry Beach line. They would sit by us, make sure you just patrol Curry Beach, and anyone that goes on the beach there, make sure they get off the beach. So that's all that I have. As far as the fire department, we moved to operational periods similar to a hurricane. We moved that to 24-hour periods, and I'm trying to keep all the guys up to date through email, one per day. I spoke with Arlen on that as well for future possible reimbursement. It should come to that. So that's all that I have at this time.
Okay, while we have the lifeguards on the beach, they should in fact just tell the people what the requirements are. If they do run into any resistance, tell them to contact the police and let them handle that.
Certainly will.
Okay, thank you very much. Thanks. Thanks, Chief. Are there any other questions for the Chief?
Sir.
Okay. Chief Bowden, was there anything you noticed over the weekend, any particular difficulties, anything we should be aware of?
No, sir. I mean, other than Caroline Beach not closing their portion of the beach, made a little bit difficult on the north end, but so far everybody's been great. They've been complying and leaving the beach when we've asked them to. They've been a problem so far, so we appreciate everybody doing that, and everything seems to be working out so far.
Any difficulties on parking?
No, sir. No, sir.
Okay. Questions for Chief?
Right here.
Thank you. Thank you, Chief Bowden. John, you run into any issues this weekend or difficulties? Nikki?
No, sir.
No? No difficulties with any of the rentals? They were all suspended and... Okay.
I believe Dickie said you took a couple phone calls for rentals this fall, late this fall, if people wanting to continue to come in like October, so that's a good sign.
Yeah, we booked one today for October.
Well, that is good. That is a good sign. Mandy, any administrative issues?
No, sir.
Any questions for Mandy? Arlen, finance.
Nothing I can think of. I did send out about the potential reimbursement from FEMA and the fact that we've started that process.
Okay, that is good news. Has there been any large activity relative to reentry decals? I would imagine people are getting prepared for what they may believe is inevitable, but is not necessarily so at this point.
Yeah, we continue to get calls about that, and we actually did issue 4 today by people emailing in the appropriate documentation and then making payment online, and then we could go ahead and mail the actual decal. So that process seems to work, and we'll continue with that.
We can't hear him.
Arlen, can you come up to the mic?
The question was about the decals, and we did sell some today. And it really, the process would be to email in the appropriate documentation to show that you are a resident or a tenant that has a living here in Curie Beach. Once we receive that, and in addition to receiving payment, we can...
Can you please mute your phone?
Yeah, if you're listening, please mute.
So once we receive payment, either via the town website or via... you could drop a check in the payment box in the parking lot. We would then go ahead and mail the decal to the requesters. So it seems to be working well at this point.
Okay. Any difficulties with any feedback from individuals trying to get into the building now that the building is essentially closed to?
Nothing that I've heard about.
Mandy, issues? Okay, that's very good. We have a great staff and we have great citizens. They are working with us. Anybody have any other questions for staff? Any of the commissioners have any feedback, experiences, anything they want to share, ask?
No, I think we need to, Jenny's not here, but for the record, we need to make sure we thank our public works staff for a good job Saturday and the police and fire department for putting everything together as quickly as they did for Saturday morning.
Yeah, I'll make sure and pass that on. I did, when I was walking around Saturday, tell them that the council and the citizens appreciated the work. I got just a couple of things.
Sure.
So I've talked with Riceville Beach and Carolina Beach today just to kind of get a sense of where they're going right now. We all watched the governor at 1 o'clock today, and if any of our citizens listened didn't, you can go out to the governor's website and watch his update at 1 o'clock today. Basically, the situation is about the same as it's been, although obviously more cases have been discovered. Still no deaths in North Carolina, which is a good thing. And the reason that's a good thing is it continues to give us time to make sure everyone gets the best treatment they can if they get this virus. And that's really the concern. The governor stressed that, and it's really important for all of us to understand what our strategy is. So the strategy right now is to slow the spread of this virus across the state so that if someone does get it, they can get the best care available. If there's too many people that get it at the same time competing for ventilators, that's the worst thing that can happen. Whether someone actually makes it through the virus or not is kind of up to God's hands, but what we can do is make sure that everyone gets the opportunity to get the best care that the healthcare system can provide. And the way we do that is to minimize how fast it goes through the state. That's why all the actions that have been taken both at the federal and state level and at the local level by the county and this board are in place. And so as we move forward, all of our decisions should really be mindful of what that strategy is. And so when we take actions, when we consider actions as a board or as an individual commissioner, The first thing we should ask ourselves is, what do the health professionals say about this or that? It's not what people on Facebook say, and it's not what citizens call and complain on their email because of how they're being allowed to do stuff. It's what makes the best sense. And here's the one thing that I would say about that, as the emergency manager who's been at the bridge more than anyone else. Many citizens, and I wouldn't say many, at least in my email three, so not many, but other people are telling me many, so I'll use many from other people that are talking to me. Three emails have said we should close the bridge to me. If we close the bridge, people are going to still have to get back and forth across the bridge, which means we have to staff the bridge. If we staff the bridge, we're going to take some of our valuable police officers or firemen, our first responders, just like we do in a hurricane, to check all of those cars. That means that our small police and fire department who's standing up there will get exposed to every citizen every day that goes across the bridge. So instead of the interactions they're having right now telling 12 people to get off the beach, which are lifeguards, not police officers right now, or interacting with 10, 15 of our citizens in a day, they'll interact with everyone from Curie or Carolina Beach as they staff the roadblock. Secondly, our citizens will not be accepting of, we're just going to let you on during daylight hours like we do in a hurricane. They would want 24-hour access, which would mean that we would have to staff 24-hour access between us and Carolina Beach, which would be a disaster. Because this is not going to happen for 3 days. This is not going to happen for 3 weeks. And so doing that with our limited resources makes no health sense, and therefore is not something we should be considering as a board. That's not to say that we won't, but I'm just saying that the health professionals that I've actually called and asked, would they recommend that, have said no. And that's why I want to make sure the board understands that. The second issue, which multiple towns are addressing, is short-term rentals. Short-term rentals is one of those issues that I'm not sure what the right answer is, and neither is anyone else, including the health professionals. And towns are doing multiple things. I'm interested to see what the governor says tomorrow at 2:30 when he talks to the towns. I'm sure if I'm allowed to ask the question, I'm going to ask what he thinks and what his health professionals think. I've already passed that question to the county and to the county health department, is what is your recommendation? And I know they're looking into it, so I'm awaiting their input. But I would tell our citizens, as we consider that, in my personal opinion, and I have not asked our three restauranteurs what they would do, if there are no people in town but residents, I can't imagine that Freddy's, Jack's, or the Burger House could stay open. I just don't believe that with just residents in town that would be supported. So as we consider that, recognize that's the trade-off. You know, so when you think about that in your house, this is what we should do. Recognize, is there a health benefit or not? First question. And the second question, what does that mean to our lifestyle as it is? I appreciate that many of our citizens are using our restaurants. I know they're struggling very hardly, and I've encouraged people to do that. It'll be a change for all of us if there's no restaurant at all for a long period of time. So that's my update to the council. We do have a call with the governor tomorrow. I'm sure there's going to be so many people on, it's hard to get something in. I have forwarded information to Stephen Stiles in New Hanover County to ask just what I talked about. You know, what are the thoughts about short-term rentals? I know Port City has already called Town Hall and is waiting for us to finish this meeting. I just want council to understand kind of the inputs from talking with the other beaches. It's a big question. I don't know the right answer on that one.
I agree. It is a difficult question. When we do this during a hurricane, we have normally already evacuated the island. You're talking about making this happen when the island isn't effectively evacuated. And that is a much bigger issue, much bigger question. And what do you do with the rental companies and the people who have made their deposits? Any other inputs? Joe, I know you're on the phone. Any input?
Not some cities just shut down their short-term rentals within the past hour and a half.
Who did?
Some city.
Yep.
Okay. Alan, any inputs?
No other comments.
Sorry?
I don't have any other comments.
No other comments? John?
I have none.
Okay. Take one or two questions from people who are calling in. Okay. I would like a motion to extend.
Say that again, ma'am.
It's Reba Dayton on Settlers Lane.
Okay.
Seeing traffic on the fire road with Moxley's property, had a motorcycle or two, and at least one bicycle this weekend.
Did you call the police?
No.
Okay, well, the police chief sees it.
But.
Okay. I mean, it's a good thing.
Hello? Yes, will people be refunded their money that can't come to their commitments of short-term rentals?
Could you identify yourself and your address?
Oh, Pat Long, Cliff Point Lane.
No, there is no there's no direction on what to do relative to that particular item.
Thank you.
So I make a motion we continue this meeting till tomorrow at 5 p.m. so we can see what the governor says at 2:30.
Second.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all for calling.